Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I know you're on that night shift. I know you're on that grind. So I know y'all need a podcast that y'all can vibe to, which is why me and my guy, Paul Moss, that's right. You also know him from the Paul TV show, Paul TV on Facebook, which is the realest Facebook talk show on the planet. Yes, and me as the co-host from the West Coast that know the most. So, my guy Paul is the host of the Night Shift podcast. I am the co-host, which is A. Carter. We're going to get straight to it, y'all. So, a lot of things been vibing through my mind and through the media, and a lot of people don't really know how to maintain focus in a relationship. And what I mean by maintaining focus is working on issues, working to be great with one another, towards one another. There's a lot that comes into play with that because, see, you know, the world is just so open, you know what I mean, with what everybody else got going on. So I feel like a lot of people just try to fit in with the Joneses and fit in with what everybody else doing. But what everybody else is doing, you know, it's not going to do for you. It's not going to work for you. You know, I always say like this, you got to do what's best for you and your spouse, you and your couple, you know, you and your household, you know, because only you two know what it takes to make things happen, to make the relationship a whole lot better. And it comes with the number one thing that we all feel as men. Yes, I said it, as men. It's communication and listening. Right. I said it, communication and listening. We have to be an ear to hear from our women because they talk to us in so many different ways or forms. We have to be more attentive. We have to start paying more attention. Yes, I said it, fellas. I'm admitting it, you know. We got that one track mind. You know what I'm saying? When a woman's saying something and I thought it's like, yeah, yeah, blah, blah, blah. You know, you finished. Nah, you know what I mean? We got to really just take heed into what the lady is saying. And I know you women sometimes, you know, I ain't got nothing against y'all, you know what I mean? But at the same time, I believe that you can convey the message a lot more better in certain areas when it comes to handling a conflict or getting your feelings across, you know what I'm saying? All the above. So this is where two come into play at, because it's not a one-woman show, it's not a one-man show. That one-to-one becomes a whole now. So a lot of things changes, especially if you're serious about making this relationship work. You know, so be prepared to be in it for the long haul. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to tell y'all right now, if you got a good relationship, hold on to it. You feel what I'm saying? Because there's not a lot of good things going on out here at all. You know what I mean? If it's at home, let home be home. Don't let nobody outside your home break up your home. Meaning, keep your business to yourself. I said it right. Keep your business to yourself, your personal issues and your business to yourself. Because when you become that victim of telling people, if I'm using the right wordplay, you know what I mean? You become vulnerable to people. You open that door for people to get up in your business. You feel what I'm saying? And that's really not a good look. And nowadays, a lot of people's opinions, when it comes to relationships, you guys allow their opinions to weigh in on the relationship. You do, you know what I mean? You really do. I was guilty of it. I've been through it. You feel what I'm saying? But you got to learn from it and observe it. You know what I mean? Lock that in. Embed it in your brain. You know that when you enter that next relationship, you should learn from the do's and most importantly, the do nots of the relationship. Right. So I do appreciate you guys for taking the time to listen, taking the time to hear me out tonight on the Night Shift podcast, which I am the co-host, A. Dicotta. Right. You guys will be meeting Paul real soon, if you don't already know him, as Paul Moss on Facebook, the host of Paul TV. Yes, I said it, the host of Paul TV. He will be tuning in the next segment. Unfortunately, he had to take care of some business, you know what I mean? Which is why I am continuing the Night Shift podcast. So I appreciate you guys for tuning in, you know what I'm saying? Always be willing to have the open line communication with your spouse, with your boyfriend, or with your girlfriend, or whatever, or whoever. You know, it's cool. It's also cool to have that friend, somebody that you can, you know, kind of weigh heavy on. But remember what I said. Also, be careful what you tell and how you tell things to certain people. Watch it there now. You know what I mean? Because I always say this too. People don't want to see you strive. People don't want to see you make it. You know what I mean? People don't want to see people happy. Let's just call it what it is today. You know what I mean? It's an up and down, and it's like the downs get more praise than the up. You know what I mean? So let's be encouraging. You know what I mean? Towards each other. You know, loving towards one another. Caring. Sharing. You know what I mean? Be compassionate. You know? All the above that comes into that play of just loving one another. Especially when you're in a relationship. Most definitely when you are in a relationship. Right. So, this brings me to my next segment. Which is the work week. Yes, the work week, it could be pretty heavy. You feel what I'm saying? It could be exhausting at times. And yes, I know. I've been through it. You know what I mean? Everybody that's in this work world goes through it. You know, yes. The goal is to get out of that and to, you know what I mean, eventually have your own business. You feel what I'm saying? Your own empire. But at the same token, it doesn't happen overnight. You know, you got to put that work in. You got to put the research in. You got to market. You know what I mean? You got to come out that shell. You got to talk to people. And the most important thing you have to do is believe and invest. Yes, I said it. Believe and invest. Even if it's your last. You know what? Because when you're investing, you know that you got to believe that it's going to come back in tenfold. And just believe in that man above. You know what I mean? Believe in God. You know what I mean? Believe in Allah. You know what I mean? Whatever your preference is. And I have to put it out there like that, because we do have some that pray how they pray. And I love y'all. And I love y'all regardless. That's just from the heart. You know what I mean? That's just from the heart. From your co-host, A. Carter. A.K.A. co-host from the West Coast that know the most. Yes, I appreciate that. You know what I mean? I love y'all no matter what. I love y'all. Don't love y'all no more or no less than one another. Because at the end of the day, we're all human. You know? So, yeah, hang on. You know? I know you got to punch that clock. I know you got to deal with that co-worker that you don't really want to deal with. That, you know, be talking too much. And you don't really be feeling the vibe. You know, sometimes you got to know how to get around that. You got to know how to get out of that. You know, I mean, it's okay to keep the fake smile going, but at the same time, you got to kill them with kindness. You know what I mean? And if you don't know how to go about that, well, I'm going to tell you how to go about it right here, right now on the Night Shift podcast. Yes. You go in there, you smile. You say, hey, hey, Ben, how you doing? Ben say he doing fine. Guess what Ben going to do? Ben going to go in heavy about how his weekend was. And this is how you kill Ben with kindness. Oh, I'm so sorry, Ben, but I have an assignment that I have to do for the boss. You know what I'm saying? So is there a way that we can catch up maybe during lunchtime? Sure. There you go. That's another way you can kill him with kindness. You know what I'm saying? And it always works for me. What works for me hopefully should work for you. And if you come up with another solution, please feel free to comment. And I will be putting the page up here real soon. It's going to be called the Night Shift Podcast on Facebook. And I will be recording the Night Shift Podcast on YouTube. So please stay tuned for visual. And I mean, yes, visual live podcast. Yes, I said it here. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, feeling pretty good about this. I'm not even gonna lie to you guys, you know. I'm getting a lot off my chest, you know what I mean? I'm getting a lot off my brain and just pushing through with this. You know, this is very exciting, you know what I mean? It's very helpful because I have too been in that position of the work grind. And that's another thing you gotta be able to do on the night shift is to push through the grind. And how you push through the grind? Yes, I say that. How you push through the grind is to stay focused on your vision, your dreams, your goals, your kids, your ambitions. But at the same time, take care of you. Love you. Love on you. Please do so. That's very important. I am going to take a short, and I mean a short 10-second break because I'm about to drink some water. It is hot here in Sacramento, California. Yes, I'm back. So today's temperature here in Sacramento, California was 110 degrees, which is the second day of the heat wave, which I believe we have one more, two more days of the heat wave with a low precipitation of 73 degrees with a hazy smoke in the sky. So the point of me bringing that up is when you out and about out here and you got to take care of business, please wear your mask. Please have your hand sanitizer. Please practice social distancing, which is very important. Take care of yourself. Eat healthy. Work out. And most important, pray. Rather be safe than sorry. And with this heat and this energy, if you can, please reduce the energy of your AC, you know, from 3 to 9, I'm saying, is what the message I received in my inbox from PG&E, which is Pacific Gas and Electric, to try to reduce the energy levels between 3 to 9, which I know is pretty hard, but utilize the how can I say this? Utilize the dark areas in your home. So instead of trying to burn the AC a whole lot, use the fan. Make your house dark. Put dark covers in your house. I mean, that's what I always do. I mean, another thing with that too is the thermostat. And I know that a lot of people be saying, man, setting the thermostat to 78 and 110 degree weather is not going to make my house cool. There's a way to that. I'll put it to you like this. I set my temperature low. I'm not even going to lie to you. You know what I mean? You can go by the regulations and stuff like that. That's on you. That's cool. That's smooth. But I set a little bit low. You know what I mean? Probably about 60, 65. Probably throughout the early days of the morning. you know, let it run for a few hours here and there, and then I could probably say, okay, probably turn it up to regulations, you know. But at the same time, I want you guys to stay very hydrated. Eat your fruit, you know what I'm saying? That's very vital to your body. Drink plenty of water. Stay cool. Stay clean. And yes, and I said this too, stay comfortable. Yes. So hopefully those tips on how to stay cool, stay calm, and stay comfortable helps you through the hot days of the summer in California, Arizona, especially in Arizona. All over the world, as a matter of fact. You know, I know most places still have Indian summers and stuff like that. And I know that sometimes fall comes very quickly in certain states too. But as of right now, here in California, do what you can, please, to stay cool. Please follow the tips, rules, and guidelines also of CDC as well. Get to the nearest coolest station if you can, if possible. Please stock up on plenty of water. And please stock up on fruits. That's right, I said it, and fruits as well. Yes, that was a brief break I just took. I am back now. So how's the night shift going for you guys tonight? It's going smooth for me on the other end over here, but I feel your pain. You know what I mean? If you like the night shift ride, the night shift grind, then you're just in time for the night shift podcast. Yes, we're going to be bringing it to you. Raw. Live. And direct. I appreciate you guys tuning in. I appreciate you guys for the support. I love it each and every day that you show. Next topic is, and yes, how to deal with your supervisor, especially if you got a mean supervisor. I'm talking about the one that makes your skin crawl. And I know that you guys want to go off. You want to say some things that you know you probably shouldn't say, because you'll probably be more than likely on the other side of the desk or into the unemployment. I can't say the office because of the COVID-19, but on that phone. So, you know what I mean? How we go about that is, you know, I hate to say it, and I know y'all like, oh, would you just say it? Yes, certain things you have to hold in. Because right now, especially during these tough times, is your bread and butter. You feel what I'm saying? So you got to be the bigger person in the situation. You know what I mean? Because there's a testing before your blessing. And every lesson learned could be a lesson or a blessing. Let me say that again. There's a testing before your blessing. And every lesson can also be a blessing or a lesson. You get what I'm saying. You get the MO. You get it for sure. Right. You know what I mean? So just think about that. You know what I mean? When you on them long shifts at work, you know that you're doing your best, and you feel like your supervisor is weighing heavy on you, just know that you're blessed. Gotta believe that. You gotta receive that. You know what I mean? You gotta push through. Don't fold under pressure. You know what I mean? Stay focused. Keep your eyes on the prize. Know what you're going after. Whatever that is, know what you're going after. Don't quit. You know, don't quit. Just hang in there. It's going to be okay. You know, we all going through it. We all got our moments where we go through it. hard at the job, and sometimes you don't want to be here. But I'm going to tell you like this. Right now, you have to be there to make the other there happen. Let me say that again. You have to be there. Got to stack your bread. You know, you got to. Especially if that's your only source of income right now. You know, don't be no fool about it. Excuse me. Yeah, I told y'all it's hot out here. Shout out to my entrepreneurs as well. Because those guys, ladies and gentlemen, put in that hard work. Outside of that 9-to-5, they entrepreneur. I'm talking about building the brand, marketing, you know what I mean, networking, social networking, social media networking, whatever they doing, they gotta work harder at they thing than what they did at the 9-to-5, because it's they thing, it's they brand. And if you want something out of life, you gotta work hard at it, no matter what it is or what you're going through. He will get you to, and he will pull you through. So, you know, hold on to it. Hold on to that live faith. Hold on to that strength. Hopefully these words that I'm saying to you guys out there, ladies and gentlemen, out there tonight are very, very encouraging. By the way, yes, very, very encouraging. Okay. So far, so good. Everything's going smooth. Even though it's hot, it feels like I'm in a sauna inside my studio, inside my home. Oh, it's very hot. So y'all just pray for me. Hopefully, I know that I'm going to get through. But, oh my goodness, it is rough. So I'm going to hang in here probably for about a couple more segments, and then I'm going to just cool off. But I just want y'all just to enjoy the Night Shift podcast, hosted by Paul Moss, and your co-host is A. Carter. Tonight, y'all, especially if y'all working outside as an essential worker, doing construction, doing security, especially if you out there on that front line as a nurse, grocery clerk, whatever it is that you do, please stay hydrated, please stay encouraged, and please stay in tune with the Night Shift podcast, because we will be having guests. I have a comedian that will be coming on here. I have artists that will be coming on here. I also have people that's working on the front line as essential workers. I'm not going to say too much because I don't want to give up the surprise or anything. So y'all just stay tuned. I know y'all been waiting on this, and right now it's just a little taste of what I'm getting y'all. It's just me tonight, you know what I mean? Like I told you, my guy's an essential worker as well. So he had to take care of some things. He had to go to the call of duty and do what he had to do. You know what I'm saying? So I'm carrying on. And if you ever want to check out Paul TV AM, Paul TV Rush Hour, Paul TV Out and About, check out his social media page on Facebook, which is Paul Moss from DC, the host of Paul TV, and me, I am the co-host from the West Coast that knows the most, A. Carter. Also, you can look us up on the IG, Instagram. You can check out at Paul the Chosen One, number one Moss, and you can also check me out. My IG is A. Carter the One. So that is A. C. A. R. TERDA1. You can check us out as well. I appreciate you guys tuning in. I appreciate you guys supporting the show. Shout out to Vinnie, Miss Vinnie Dixon. She does the damn thing when she comes on live. I appreciate her, you know what I mean, her efforts. You feel what I'm saying, on the Paul TV show. You know, she brings the thrill. She brings the flavor. I'm talking about keeping it real, keeping it real and lit, whether you like it or not, at all times. You got to give it up to Miss Beanie. I appreciate you. You know, big ups to you. So, yes, I do have about a few more minutes left on this segment. I appreciate you guys tuning in tonight. The Night Shift Podcast will be bringing you news. We'll be bringing you job leads. We'll be talking about relationships. We'll be talking about those type of goals as well. But at the same time, we're going to be pushing you through. And I mean pushing you all the way through the Night Shift. You did. So, I appreciate y'all tuning in. You know what I'm saying? It's been rough trying to get things going. But it's going. And it's going cool. Nothing happens overnight. Rome wasn't built in one night. Hey, you know what I'm saying? It took 7 days for God to create the earth. So, the heavens and earth. So, everything's coming too. And I hope that y'all use that same drive, ambition, whatever it is, to get you through. Another thing too. Love one another. Let's stop the violence for real amongst one another too. You know, I know it's a lot of things that's going on in this world today. You feel what I'm saying? That I'm not even going to weigh heavy on right now, because that's going to be for another show, and we're going to get more into it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get more into it on that next show. But like I say, increase the peace, stop the violence. For real, you know what I mean? Be a role model to the youngsters out here. And for you OGs that y'all claim to be, at least be something positive towards these youngsters out here. Steer them in the right direction. Tell them it's okay to go get a job. It's okay to put on a shirt and tie. Tell them it's okay to be different. You feel what I'm saying? Because that's what's gangster. Gangster is taking care of your responsibilities as a man. Gangster is taking care of your responsibilities as women. Gangster is going to school. Gangster is going to work. Gangster is providing for you and yours. Ain't worry about what the next man or the next person saying about you or hating on you on. You know what I mean? Why hate? Why it's enough on this plate? Let me say that again. Why hate? Well, there's enough money and enough food on this plate. You feel what I'm saying? But at the same token, let me say this again. At the same token, everybody ain't able to eat at your table. You feel what I'm saying? And you'll learn that throughout life. You'll learn that because you'll never know what it is until you lived it. You know what I'm saying? So, on that note, I love you guys. Thank y'all for tuning in. Shout out to the essential workers. Shout out to the soldiers that's out there on that front line. Shout out to the doctors, the nurses, and most importantly, shout out to these kids that got to get on school online. They can't sit in a classroom with their friends. They can't sit in the classroom and actually get that teaching. The kids is going through it the hardest. They had to change up their whole lifestyle just like that. You feel what I'm saying? They have to be stuck in the house. They have to go about it and do things differently. Yeah, I know y'all probably tired of them eating up all the food and stuff like that. And they would eat you out of a house. They would eat you out of your neighbor's house. I'm just saying, they would eat the stove out of the stove, out of the stove, out of a stove alone. Believe me, I can relate. But hey, I'm glad that I can see my babies each and every day. Can't live with them, can't live without them. You feel what I'm saying? And rest in peace to the ones that's not here. Y'all got my condolences. You feel what I'm saying? All day long to all the families. But they still watching. You feel what I'm saying? So, on that note, I appreciate you guys tuning in to the Night Shift Podcast, which is the host, Paul Moss, also known as Paul TV on Facebook, which is the realest Facebook talk show on the planet. Tune in every morning, 9 o'clock a.m., which is 9 o'clock a.m. DC time, 6 o'clock in the morning, West Coast time. I love y'all. One love. Peace. Ow.